Go. If you're talking the hardest, Tidbits Pod. Better pop up in your forces. Podcast. Jeez. Everybody wants to know where Walk in the Park is. Walk it. Talk to me, darling. Evening, chums. Very, very exciting episode this one because I'm kicking it off with some big news. Flag news. Flag facts. A flag update. So, did you see that Macron has amended the French flag? Le tricolore. Genuinely, it's normally, well, you know the French flag, blue, white and red. But, he's changed the blue. And that blue is now a darker, more navy blue. So, I know what you're thinking. And I agree. Sacré bloody bleu. Indeed, but someone's breaking out the felt tips when he gets home. And do you remember when John Key the donkey, he tried to change New Zealand's flag back in maybe 2015-16? And I thought some of the new options, they look pretty good, but people were kind of going batshit about it out in the streets, doing hackers and that, hackers all over the gaff. Yeah, it was mad. But that must be a good thing about being a New Zealander, being New Zealandish. Like you've always got a cool way to show you're angry, show your disdain for stuff. Actually, there's hackers for pretty much every occasion, aren't there? There's if you're at a protest, you're going to do a hacker. If you're at a wedding, hacker. If you're at a funeral, there's going to be a sad hacker. Sport events, hacker. If you need to get unauthorized access to a computer, then of course there's a hacker. And, I thought I'd have more to say about this new French flag, but no, we've hit a arse of bag pretty much out the blocks, so wonderful. You know, I've just been listening to a philosophy podcast to old wacky Rupert Sheldrake chatting his magic, his crazy dreams, and he's talking about a thing called morphic resonance, which is pretty insane, pretty mad stuff. Like he says that, I'm butchering it, but he says that memory isn't stored in the brain. It's like information is in external waves, and the brain is just kind of like a conduit for them, and sort of like the brain tunes in to this shared information waves whenever we need. It's like some sort of funky shared vibration, man. Like it's all that kind of thing. But can I imagine an old style TV set, like the waves in the air, they go through it and the picture comes up on the screen and stuff, but nothing's stored in that machine. It's just the vehicle to show. He says that's what your brain's like. So it was interesting, but obviously completely insane. But it's kind of a bit of a gamble, that podcast. You get all sorts on there, but here's the Roop dog. He's got to earn his crust, hasn't he? So fair play. And so what, I will share that podcast for you if you want to hear it. If you want to, like, if you want to actually go into, well, yeah, like have a listen to that at Tidbits Po. Have a rummage if you fancy. And there's some other good ones on there. I might throw them up too. Yeah, I finished Catch 22, and not surprisingly, it's actually really, really good. And I mean, I thought the whole thing was just going to center on the big famous paradox, the one in the middle with the, you know, well, I'm not even going to spoil that, but yeah, because I'd Googled it before and I was like, well, is it going to kind of build up to that paradox and then be like, well, there it is, da-da-da-da-da-da. I think just kind of sit in it, like, but yeah, there's more to it, and there's loads of little kind of little riddles and puzzles and paradoxes, and nothing kind of really makes sense. But yeah, there's like loads of sort of funny, frustrating little scenarios. I mean, some of which you got to look at like a kind of cryptic crossword or something, but yeah, that's the point, isn't it? It's all about, like, you know, bureaucracy. bureaucracy of war and politics and stuff, and how at the end of the day, like, all that's just a mad game or a sort of riddle, isn't it? So, like, a self-fueling, overcomplicated admin craziness of all that. And yeah, also, you know, lit, like when people say they're going out to get lit at a party, or like, I don't know, the party itself was lit kind of thing. I mean, I thought that was a new thing, like a new bit of slang, but yeah, no, there's a bit in Catch 22 when they talk about getting lit, and yeah, that book came out in the 60s, so there you go. And speaking of books, after the weird sort of sci-fi section in the last one, I've been recommended to read Brave New World, so that's next in the canon. If anyone fancies reading along, I might do a little slapdash review of that next time. Yeah, good to see Steve Merchant back in the game. One of the all-time comedy greats, back with, got himself a tidy haircut, some good glasses, doing the interviews and that. And did you see, this is the hype thing that's, you know, promoting it or whatever, but did you see that for his new programme, he got Christopher Walken to paint over a genuine Banksy painting, a graffito? And yeah, that's exciting, isn't it? That sort of art beyond art or whatever. And yeah, good old Banksy. I mean, amazing really how he's still relevant really after all this time. I mean, you know, what a life. I mean, imagine doing all of that famous graffiti, sort of inventing a style or whatever he's done all across the UK, maybe beyond. And he's one of the best goalkeepers of all time, you know, England's goalkeeper when they won the World Cup in 66, and that save against Pelé in 1970. Yeah, incredible. Now got himself a prolific little portfolio of incredibly derivative political street art. Yeah, good old Banksy, fair play to him. Oh, that tune is really good, by the way. I've butchered it, but it's from Bo Burnham's from the show Inside that he did last year, which I very much recommend. And yeah, as we're on that, favourite Bo Burnham joke? Okay. There's a bit in one of his shows where he's describing irony, and he says something like, star signs. He's talking about star signs, and he goes, my grandfather was a Cancer, and ironically, that's how he died. He was smashed to death by a massive crab. There you go, superb stuff. But in the week, like a few days ago, I put up a clip of, a video that I was recommended by YouTube, like a mashup of the Shaka Demus and Angela Lansbury versions of Murder, She Wrote. Like the Murder, She Wrote mashup. Anyway, bit of fun. And after that, I put it up on Instagram. I got sent a link. And did you know that the Shaka Demus Murder, She Wrote is actually like a really deep song? Like, there's lyrics about abortion in it and stuff. And I was like, oh, bit of a dampener, but cheers for that. And yeah, it kind of opened up a bit of a can of worms, like the same link. Do you know that, you do know, it's the song Heads High, Mr. Vegas. Not going to sing it, but that song's all about blowjobs. Like, basically saying, you know, if it goes heads high, kill him with the no, tell him Mr. Vegas said so. So he's saying, like, if someone's asking for you to give them a blowjob, then tell them no, because Mr. Vegas said so. So Mr. Vegas is actually Mr. Cockblock. So I've been singing that for years without knowing, like whining my booty and shit, getting into it, totally oblivious. But that's the Chris Rock bit, isn't it? Chris Rock bit. Like, it's if the beat is right, they'll dance all night. But it's not singing about me. Anyway, I don't know, best lyrics, I think you've got to be up there with Fife Dog. He's all that and then some. Short, dark and handsome, bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come from. Just superb. Other ones from the club is that Little Wayne one. Little Wayne, he says, real G's move in silence like lasagna. It's pretty good. Gigs, it'll get bloody, it'll get gory, clapped in the neck like a mandarin saw free. Doesn't get much better than that. But I've got a weird thing about lyrics, like, sort of, I don't know, just they sink into my brain. I think I've got it before, but basically, if you don't understand the lyrics the first time it plays, and the weirder the lyrics are, the funnier they are, it gets a longer shelf life, doesn't it? So, I mean, or if the lyric is a little bit wrong, like it sort of sticks in your head more because it's annoying. Like, you remember that tune on Yeezus when Kanye goes, keep it 300, like the Romans. Like, that comes on in a club, everyone's having a nice time, and I'm the guy that kind of goes round, and corrects. It's like, well, that's wrong. I think he's, the 300 is actually the Spartans. Yeah, I'm that guy. So, I think if he actually said Spartans, though, then I don't think it would have stuck him head as much. It's just how things go. And, if we're being... if we're being nitpicky, I think following on from the Gucci segment from a couple of podcasts ago, which got some nice feedback, Tidbits 39, go and have a little butcher that if you're a newbie. But from that, here's a section that I'm going to call words that you'll never read in the same way again. Oh, sound like that, another lovely jingle. But yeah, it's something to do. Like whenever someone's advertising a big concert or whatever, like wherever you read the word live written down, like read it in your head as live. Like tickets available now, next summer, see Robbie Williams live. And then yeah, it just sparks the imagination, doesn't it? Like he's going to go through some kind of gladiatorial test or something. Or next April, see Janet Jackson live on stage. You're like, yeah, but what's she going to be doing? Like, doing a crossword in a big armchair, taking the bins out if you turn up at the wrong time and she's just asleep. Anyway, yeah, that's something to do. Fine, whenever you see fine, just know in your head that fine can mean satisfactory. So when you see any signs out and about, or if it comes up in conversation about fine art or fine dining, fine wines, just know yeah, someone's just sat there and gone, yeah, that's fine, that'll do. That's fine, fine art, yeah, whatever. That's if someone mentions quality, that doesn't guarantee good quality. Like you know, quality street, like, are they good? What level of quality? Are they an inferior quality to Roses or Celebrations, for example? We need to know. Yeah, same with the word change. Like, there's nothing actually built into the definition of change that says it has to be positive. So I don't know, when you see adverts or slogans or products or services or whatever, that and they say they change lives, we're changing people's lives, I mean, if they don't say we're changing people's lives for the better, then, you know, it can mean anything. Like and if you tattoo a dick on someone's forehead, they're gonna, it's gonna change their life, isn't it? But yeah, I once said that in a training session, and it didn't go down well. If you see any signs out and about that say open 24 hours, I mean, they've got to know that's very different to open 24 hours a day. Like, one's very limited and one means always open. We're open 7 days. What days? Have I missed them? Yeah, I've got no real out for this segment, really. speaking of opening times, actually, this isn't a wordplay thing. We're out of the section now. But I remember being in a snazzy part of Melbourne back in the day. And, yeah, I walked past the sign. And it said, yeah, we serve brunch from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. It was just like, well, yeah, I don't know. Brunch, it isn't sort of trapped between two meals here. Like, it's more of a state of mind. Like, you know, Melbourne's taken the concept of brunch beyond brunch, like, to a whole new level of brunchlitude or brunchidity. Disaster. So the battery I was using to charge my phone battery, it died in my arms mid-record. And without that, my telephone battery was a goner. It only lasts for a couple of minutes these days on its own. So anyway, luckily it was saving, and there is still an all right size chunk. So this episode is salvageable. Yeah, speaking of all right sized chunks, I'm inside now, back in La Maison de Tidball, and got myself a sandwich, made a sandwich, so I'm about to chow down, if you're wondering. Cheese and pickle, bit of salad. Actually,
there is a bit of a twist, which you're not going to guess. So I'm going to leave you with a bit of a culinary tip, a little top tip. So a bit of a food innovation. So what you got to do is, well, make your sandwich, the main bit, the cheese, the butter, the seedy bread. Hello, babe. I'm some seedy bread. Anyway, get your seedy bread, the spinach, whatever else you like a bit of nice ham maybe, tomato, like, I don't know, why not throw in an onion? Then, that's the bit that's going to blow your mind, right? So you get yourself some Branston, the Branston pickle, and what you're going to do, you're going to go ahead and mix that pickle with Levi Roots reggae sauce. 1-to-1 ratio, 50-50. And holy shit, you've got yourself a new taste sensation. A new sauce, a new flavour that, dare I say, it's fucking beautiful. So, yeah, I felt like Heston when I first discovered it. It was an accident on a little bit of a Ploughman's. But, this wouldn't be a stranger on the side of a Ploughman's or a bit of mackerel. Basically, anywhere where you're having Branston, this sauce is better in it, taking it up the level. So, what's it called? How about something snappy like Jack Tidball and Levi Roots reggae Branston Surprise? Or for short, you could just call it Spicy Crunchy Vinegar, because that's what it is. Sauce a little number. And we all know that Marmite's been sort of slutting it out for too long, and it's time for other sauces to get their time in the sun and start shining. Actually, Marmite might be quite nice in this mix as well, but next time maybe. Right, we're running out of music, so that'll do for this one, I reckon. Give the show notes a read for some info on how to support, and leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Subscribe. And wherever you're listening, email is tidbitspod@protonmail.com. And yeah, hasta luego. Hasta la próxima vez. I like this little end bit without the music. It's like at the end of the rap battle in 8 Mile when he says he wants to fuck Papa Doc and fuck the clock and whatever. So, I'm outie. See you later.
I heartily endorse this event or product.